In what is being described as a landmark report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change describes the impact of global warming in stark terms, saying it will affect both rich and poor in the coming decades. The IPCC says that human activity is largely responsible for warming. Its report says that as early as 2020, between 75 and 250 million people in Africa will suffer from water shortages. Main Asian urban centers will be at risk for flooding, and many species will disappear in Europe. In London, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said the message is simple. The time to act is now.
This is a wake-up call for the whole world. Britain has led the way, the first climate change bill in history. Now the rest of the world must follow. And at Bali in the next few weeks, we need a climate change agreement that is global, that is comprehensive, that is radical, and meets our ambitions that we have a 50% cut in carbon emissions around the world, and we'll do even better than that.
The latest report will form the basis for policymakers when they meet next month in Bali, Indonesia. The conference will aim to hammer out an agreement that succeeds the Kyoto Protocol due to expire in 5 years. The UN says a new global plan must be in place by 2009 to ensure a smooth transition after Kyoto. Addressing the tough domestic policy measures ahead, Prime Minister Brown said Britain is willing to take up the challenge.
What we want is low-carbon homes, low-carbon businesses, low-carbon buildings, and we are already on the way to doing that. But it's also a huge opportunity for Britain because we can lead the world in environmentally friendly industries and creating thousands of jobs for British people.
The IPCC report says while the planet will continue to warm in the near term, worst-case scenarios can be avoided if political leaders act quickly, decisively, and in concert now. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.